Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, and welcome this evening. It's Suzanne. I just like to tell you I am the host for the Wednesday night show on nursing homes. And basically, nursing homes, you know, we'd like to eventually have this come reality, turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Well, been difficult, but we're going to try. We're going to definitely get that rolling. The subtitle of our show is quite interesting. Because nursing homes are closed-minded, the residents suffer, and this is very true. I've seen it because I've been in four different nursing homes, and I'll tell you, I was not happy in most of them. I wanted to go home. And it wasn't an easy thing, you know, to get situated because a lot of the programs are, you know, pretty much closed or not only closed, they just don't want to have to deal with you. And I made them deal with me, and that was the hardest part to do. If you're making them deal with you, you're opening your mouth and speaking up about what's been going on, and you could, you know, you feel very uncomfortable doing that. But it's very important. If you are getting substandard care, put your money where your mouth is, basically, and say, hey, listen, I'm not happy here. I'd like to go home, and I'd like to see if I can get, you know, aid service hooked up and physical therapy for my home. Because now, after COVID time, they have a lot of outpatient physical therapy done at home, so because I had it and I know all about it. And they would bring in modalities. They'd bring in the hot pack, the cold pack, whatever you needed. And the first thing they would do is throw in the freezer, so you would then have a great, you know, session of physical therapy. And after you had that session, they would put ice up your back just so you wouldn't get any pain later on, and it actually helped. I mean, I felt it helped the whole physical therapy session, of course. And I also, you know, went myself to, you know, get acupuncture on Wednesdays. But now I'm going to go back to that because I've been a bad girl. I have to really go back and get my acupuncture. I really feel it was helping. But the main problem is that these nursing homes are very closed-minded. And by being closed-minded, the residents suffer. And I'm going to explain that a little bit more. I had one meal that was absolutely horrible looking and smelled not so good as well. It smelled like dog food, you know, the ones that are, you know, processed type of dog food, not just plain, you know, real food and giving the dog healthy, you know, nutrients, and you ask your vet and things like that, especially if it's a holistic vet. They're very good at giving you better, you know, alternatives, you know, for your dog to eat. Well, this thing really smelt and looked funny. Even the people who weren't able to talk were just pointing to it and just saying no. So just as I went to the administrator the next day, I kept the food in the refrigerator, you know, at the nurse's station, and I made my little trip, and I, you know, asked him, do me a favor, you know, please warm this up in case the administrator wants to try some. I'm not going to give the person, you know, bad food or whatever, you know, because it wasn't heated up or anything. So I bought this food to the administrator, which was on the first floor, took the elevator down, and they said, are you waiting for the cafeteria? Is that why you have that dish? I said, no, I'm going to the administrator. So I went, and the administrator was retching because the smell was not so good, and also the administrator said, I'll make sure that this doesn't ever happen again, because when you looked at it, it really looked horrible. So, I mean, taste, smell, looking horrible, let me say something. They should be able to provide you with, you know, good care, good food, vitamins that you're missing from the nutrients that you're getting in the food. I ordered basically everything outside. So what I did is I said, nah, I'm all right. I'll find something to pick on. Got out of the main area where they serve, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I ordered Chinese food. I was not going to sit there and have something that didn't taste well. So I, you know, a little bit against my diet, but hey, you get right back on, you know, as they say, on the horse again or the bandwagon or whatever way you want to put it. You get back on and, you know, the next day you have something better. And that's what I did until I got out of the nursing homes. Believe me, when I got home, I was so happy. I could have been dancing to music. That's how happy I was when I did get home. But to have, you know, a nursing home control every little bit that you do, and it's not the best of things to be, you know, controlling. They're very closed-minded, and, you know, the residents do suffer. Eventually, you would have gotten some sort of, you know, vitamin deficiency or whatever if you were eating the food and you didn't like it. So I'd like to also, you know, Frank does help me deal with the people who, you know, have nursing home issues, and I'd like to bring him in. He's our co-host for the evening. Here he is. Hello, Frank.
Inner Sight, thank you, yes. And we've been hearing more and more about the horrors of nursing homes. I got a story today from a woman who sent me a message, and I asked her before she said anything. I wanted to know, she's a former movie star actress, by the way. I said to her, what do you think of nursing homes, Mary? You know, and she sent me a message back. She said, I hate them. I had to get my husband out.
Wow.
The staff helped somebody rape him.
Oh, my God.
Now, this happened, I guess. She lives in Florida. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I asked her, of course. I told her about Inner Sight. And I asked her, would you help us? You know, and she hasn't gotten back to me yet. People are afraid.
Yeah.
They're afraid of everything, man. What to be afraid of?
We're fighting
for people's freedom.
It's true.
You know, we're fighting a horrible, horrible system that is so closed-minded that a guy who, I didn't get the whole story because I can't read it, but I caught a guy up on YouTube. Sounds like a British guy, an Australian guy, up on YouTube, saying that some top scientist, this guy's one of the top scientists in the world, Dr. Samuel something, has come up with a way that people don't have to lose their memory. It's got nothing to do with age.
No.
It's got nothing to do with how old you are, how young you are, you know. And this guy was saying that the nursing homes have already stopped this video, and they're trying to do it again. they got to put back up.
Yeah.
So we are, of course, totally against the nursing homes stopping these videos that use natural cures and help without drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrible what they're doing. They're closed-minded, and the reason they're doing it is because they're afraid they're going to lose their money. They don't care about the people.
Nope.
They don't give a damn about the people. It's the money that comes first. That's first priority. So I'm hearing this more and more, that there are all kinds of different things that can help people that are being brought out by these scientists now. And their own people are coming forward and realizing a lot of these things. We got to get more detail about this.
Yes, definitely.
Proceed. You know, the problem is they have a link on the damn thing. When you push the link,
mm-hmm.
It goes into print.
Oh.
And my Siri doesn't read it. I tried it.
Right.
I don't know why they don't read it.
That's happened to me with some websites.
What?
It's happened to me with some of the websites also.
Yeah. So
it's been
this
difficult.
Is going on, just to remind everyone, we've made contact with a Mr. Joe Gibson. If you didn't hear the show, he was on the other night, and Joe is running for Congress down south in North Carolina. I don't think we up here can vote for him, but we certainly can support his efforts. He has said on air that one of the projects that he will endorse is turning nursing homes into accessible housing.
Lovely.
Now, this is the first time that I've ever heard a politician agree to do that, and he has certainly has agreed to say it and join with us in a news conference that we're hoping to have this fall on the nursing home.
That's awesome.
News conference. So there you have that glimmer of hope. Of course, Mr. Gibson has to get elected.
Yeah,
and I think we all should help him, push for him to get elected. Because he's going to make a, you know, when he gets this legislation drafted, we'll have something to fight with.
That's right.
Something to come out and stand up and say, hey, we want this. So there you have it. We'll be keeping you informed, of course, on the progress of that. And the election is, what, over a year away, Congress, presidential.
Did he? What was his first name? Samson. The other one. Yeah, that I know.
Joe Gibson.
I meant the other gentleman who, Samson, what was his name?
I'm not sure the doctor, scientist's name. I'm not sure. I'd have to catch that video.
I got something named by Todd Samson. I don't know if that's to redesign my brain. I don't know.
But if you're looking for it, put in memory.
I did.
You know, go
I wrote memory scientist, Samson.
Put in memory, and maybe it'll come up.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'll look after the show, and I'll definitely let everybody know on MatterGlad on Monday if I found it.
But just what's going on? They're shutting all this stuff out. Now, acupuncture is another one.
Yeah, that's true.
Thousands of people in nursing homes should be having acupuncture two or three times a week.
At least.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, my brother gave me a piece of information. He says that Medicaid will pay for 29 treatments of acupuncture.
That's awesome.
Now, but does that apply to the nursing home?
There's another.
It's a big question.
Yeah.
I don't know. It should.
It should is right.
So this is what is a trend here.
Mm-hmm.
These places are so closed-minded, you know, and are stopping so many things that could help people.
That's right.
I mean, they're stopping all these holistic doctors from coming in and people who want it, you know, examining people and talking with them and consulting. They don't allow that in the nursing home.
They had one of the nursing homes that I was at, they had recreational therapy bring in a massage therapist, and she had all these beautiful fragrances that, you know, of course she was selling them, but she was helping the people.
They dropped it. They quit.
Yeah, well, they made her almost quit. I said, don't listen to what they say. That's what I was saying to her. I said, just come. If they want you to go through under recreational therapy, do it. People are really needing your services here. She goes, I know that. I gave them, I said, they're needing the services, and they were stopping her from coming in. A person at recreational therapy thought of it and thought it would be a great idea because your muscles are sore during the day because you're being, you know, taxed when you're, you know, in a place of physical therapy. And actually that helps the extra lactic acid to move around. But no, they, you know, yeah, they kept going at her and trying to make her stop, and that's what happened. It was terrible.
Now, another thing that I learned from James Bahamundi, who came in yesterday, is that service dogs are looked down upon by nursing homes.
Wow.
And the court does not honor service dogs in nursing homes.
That's
crazy.
It's
horrendous. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, there's a good reason for somebody to get out.
Mm-hmm.
They want a service dog. Get them the hell out of there. Get them a place. Get them the help they need.
Yeah.
They're denying people the right to live who are disabled.
That's true.
They really are. It's so crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Because you say,
playing music or something. I don't know what it is.
No, sorry.
You go to the inner site. Go ahead.
There you go. Well, yeah, it was, I would just go and I would complain to, just it was just food that I was complaining, but food plays a large role in you getting better and healing. People don't realize how much it does. If you get organic food and you get things done nicely, I'm sure you're going to eat that over the nursing home food because the nursing home food just tastes and looks nasty. And I was telling my food story that I saved it for the administrator. I was pissed. I'm like, I can't keep buying, you know, Chinese food. It's not. It's against my diet.
Well, I closed minded about food, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many nursing homes believe that dandelion is a natural antibiotic and that people should, and this is a recommendation of Dr. Liu, by the way, one of the foremost Chinese healers in the world. He recommends that people should eat sauteed dandelion at least 2 or 3 times a week.
Wow.
And how much more so is that true when you're in a nursing home environment where the germs are double and triple and 1,000 times worse?
Yeah.
You see? So, well, so they're closed-minded about food, too.
Yeah, and medicine. What happens if you wanted a certain herbal tea to be made? I'm just giving in lieu of the medicine that you're taking. They won't stop that medicine. You're in a nursing home. You're going to keep the medicine that we give you. And that's a really bad attitude.
You got to fight for every little damn thing.
Every little thing. Yep.
It's horrendous. And it shows you that people do not belong there.
That's right.
It's not my home where you can tell your we're going to the store. Get a bunch of dandelion. I want to, you know, let's saute it. It's not
like
home.
No, it isn't. It isn't at all. I have Lorraine in queue. I'd like to, you know, let her come on.
Yeah.
Okay, here she comes.
Lorraine,
my friend.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How's your aunt doing?
She's doing fine. Yeah, she's doing okay. Mm-hmm.
Is she going home soon, or is she at home?
No, she's out of the hospital. She's been out of the hospital now for weeks. She's back at the home, though, nursing home, fortunately.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if anybody, you know, asks for help, you could always contact Innersight. More than welcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we fought for one family already. We could fight for more. Yeah.
But see, the thing is, too, there's another person that ended up in a nursing home because she lost her home. She couldn't pay the mortgage anymore. It's my daughter's friend's grandmother, and I overhear. I'm not trying to be nosy or eavesdroppy or anything like that, but I overhear that the woman is very lonely. I mean, she wants her granddaughter to come see her, but she has to work.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like where she said they put her in there because she can't walk or anything, something like that. Yeah, so I don't know. It's delicate right now, but I don't know how I'm going to approach her. I'm going to approach Michaela and ask her, would she like anybody to speak on her behalf, on her grandmother's behalf, in order...
I think that's better
she,
than speaking with her.
Yeah, would she like to be, I know that's going to be a tall order to try to talk to her, you know, to see whether she wants out of the place.
One simple question you might be able to use is, would you like to go home and have therapy done at home? You know, try that. I mean, that's one thing I helped with, you know, certain people. They, in the beginning, they're kind of scared. You know, oh, this is going to happen. Oh, this is going to happen. I'm not even going to mention what they are. There's so many things that they're worried about. They don't concentrate on the matter at hand, getting them out of there. That will help everything all at once, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so heartbreaking to see somebody lonely in a nursing home. You definitely will be even more lonelier in a nursing home.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because this was a woman who stood up on her own 2 feet and cooked and everything at the age that she is. I'm not sure. I know she's there in age, but this woman was from the island. She's Trinidadian. Not that that makes a difference, but she's used to doing her own in her own home.
That's right.
No.
And working at it and doing what she wants to do with her home instead of being placed in a nursing home. It's just terrible. My mom was placed in by Adult Protective Services. They said, if you don't place her in there, we will, and we guarantee you that. And I wasn't afraid. I just did what I had to do, even though I didn't like what I was doing. You know, if I had a big house that I was living in, I would have put my mother up. Yeah.
Mhm.
But we don't live in a big house, unfortunately.
Mm.
So it's really been, you know, my mother passed away.
Let me explain, please. Anyone out there who's in a nursing home and you want us to help, you've got to contact us and give us permission. And then we will contact the head social worker at the nursing home and say, look, so-and-so has called us. This is what we do. This is who we are. Telling us that they want to get out. And we're now helping this person, you know. We want your cooperation. That's what we'll do. But the person has to initiate it.
That's right.
You know, and at least follow, you know, what's going on. I mean, in other words, follow through.
Yes,
definitely.
So we'd be happy to help anyone. If you're in a nursing home and you're losing your home, your place, or your apartment, call us. Give us the power to intervene.
That's right. Yep.
That's what we need. See? We can't do anything without the person authorizing us. You know, and it makes it more official. And we'll fight for you. We don't care what it takes. We'll call the television station and tell them. Hold on, something that I wouldn't tell.
Yeah.
We're not afraid to do this. And once once the nursing homes realize what we do and who we are, believe me, they're not going to take us on because they look bad enough as it is.
That's true.
They're not going to take us on. No way. I don't believe they would. Well, anyway, that's what we can do. That's what we offer. And, of course, we have our friends who are independent living. We can get that going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the diversion and all that stuff will be part of it.
They have two programs.
So let us help. The Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. The Inner Sight number. You know, I'm talking to a woman now on the chat line that I talk with, who's in a nursing home down south.
It's horrible.
And we're getting to know each other. We're talking. I told her she has a friend in her sight, you know, that will stick with her. Anything she needs, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
So at first she told me, I'm all right in here, I'm all right. Then, a day or two later, she said, I would love to get out of here.
There you go. The real truth.
Nobody
comes out.
Wants to be in this damn place.
No.
Nobody. Even if they're not in their right mind, they don't want to be there.
That's right.
They want to be in a place in their own home with the help that they need.
That's right. And if you have a little gap in the help that you need, let's put it that way, they have other options, and we will eventually, you know, be getting what's called Volunteers for Freedom, but we don't have it right this moment, but we will be heading in that direction. And what that is an aide donates their services Frank, would you say to pay a bill of theirs? Would you describe it that way, the Volunteer for Freedom?
They'll donate the hours that are needed
to keep
the person safe in their own home, and we want to establish a fund where reward them for it. We'll pay your car insurance this month. Enough time, we'll pay your mortgage for the month. You know?
That's right.
There'd be a fund for that.
Yes,
and every agency should contribute to it.
That's right. All the agencies who, you know, deal with the disabled and elderly should be contributing to this massive fund once we get it started.
They could use it as a fundraiser.
Yes, they can.
We have to raise X amount of dollars for the Volunteers for Freedom so that a person would donate their time to keep so-and-so out of a nursing home.
I have something that I'd like to say to people. Please, please, please sign our petition. It's on change.org, and all you have to do is when you get to the top, you'll see Frank's picture with his older Akita, who passed away, Wind Song. It's white and little black on other areas, and he's sitting there in right bending down next to the dog. And once you go to that little icon on the right, you click on it, you'll have search. Okay? And then you type in Inner Sight, one word, INNERSIGHT, and then you could actually sign our petition. Yep.
Yeah, we need names on that petition.
Yes, we do.
That's for sure.
The other petition is doing well. This one isn't.
So that's the theme tonight of the show.
That's right.
Nursing homes are very, very closed-minded. They don't believe in any kind of holistic healing. You know, they only believe in what the Food and Drug Administration tells them, what they got to give. Every commercial that you hear on YouTube with these drugs, They're all attached to horrible, horrible products.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
And the best thing, yeah, the best thing they say, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no, I didn't want to interrupt. The best thing I've heard with these medications is when they say death. And I'm like, why are you advertising death? That doesn't please me when you say death. I would make sure that I'm not on that medicine for whatever thing I have, because it advertises death, you know. I don't want to suffer needlessly, too. Yes, I would. Take the better item.
Oh,
yes.
Side effect.
I would not take something with a lot of side effects.
When the idiot ass doctor says, "Oh, this is the only thing we have," that's a bunch of bull. Have you looked?
That's
have you
right.
Looked on the internet? Have you Googled? Have you looked to see? Yeah. What they should say is, "This is the only thing we believe in."
Yeah,
that would be a more accurate statement.
Yeah. It's true.
We don't care if it kills a person or it has a high blood pressure for a side effect or a bad liver or, you know.
Whatever it is,
know.
Yeah.
This is all we believe in. That's what
it's
comes
amazing.
Down to. And
yeah, it does boil down to that.
Supposed to be super intelligent. They went to school for 14 years. A bunch of jackasses. I wouldn't trust them. And that's the very reason why I wouldn't trust them. Because they're not even looking for something better.
That's right.
Yeah, they're afraid that they're going to lose their license. You know what? Stick your license up your ass.
I'm
talking about somebody's life.
That's right.
Life.
That's right. Life is more important.
I mean,
you know,
really? Come on.
Yeah. The Hippocratic Oath is do no harm is one of the phrases that they have right in the oath that they take after they graduate. And I happen to know because I was a NYU graduate, you know, student, and then there was, you know, the medical school right near there, and they used to have the same graduation as we used to have. And let me tell you, they would recite the oath, they'd go to a certain area, all of them would go and recite the oath right in front of everybody there. And yet, they're not really keeping that oath, which really bothers me.
They're not,
no.
That's the oath that is only sanctified by the food and drug industry.
That's right.
That's all it is.
But when you're
anything
saying do no harm. But when you say do no harm, you should really mean do no harm. You know, that boils me up.
Do no harm. And then read the side effects of all these drugs.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
And they sign it. They give you a prescription. They give you their name on the thing that authorizes the drugs that have these horrible side effects. That's doing harm to me.
To me, too.
Especially if you haven't looked for something better.
That's right.
It happened to my dog. I took my dog.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
They didn't know what was wrong with her. You know, they gave her some damn medicine. It made her vomit. It made her worse. You know, and I said to the vet when I went back, I said, "Why don't you go on the internet and look for something natural or organic?"
Right.
You know? Oh, I can't do that. I said, what do you mean you can't do that? What are you, blind? I told him.
No.
I said, can you
truth.
See the internet? He didn't like what I said. He told me not to come back. I said, you don't have to tell me. I'm not coming back.
There you go.
I don't go through this bull crap. They don't push me around.
I know that.
No way. No way. you're going to deal with somebody's life, do it in the right way.
That's correct.
Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, we thank her for all her help. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Check it out. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house. Get some good info on it. Kennedy Realty. We thank the Islip Cleaners for their participation in keeping Inner Sight alive. Hey, nobody's starving on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? It's free with Gary. 631-484-3085. That's the number. Medical when he's able to do it. 631-484-3085. Nobody's starving on Long Island. All right, you got the Able News around?
Yes, I can. Yeah, surprise me.
It's a site, Able News.
Here it comes. And we have Louie. Ah, after that.
On the air.
Right on. Yep, here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with...
What the heck? Sorry.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the youngsters that we honor and love. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right, let's see. We're a short week tomorrow night. A subject, Friday the Funniest.
Yep.
All right, firecracker week, a short week. So we took a couple of days off. All right. This is our nursing home show. And our goal to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs that. Nobody needs nursing homes. All right. So that's the goal. The theme of tonight's show is nursing, because nursing homes are closed-minded, they're causing a lot of the residents to suffer.
That's right.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many things that could be applied in these places. But, you know, we've talked about before, why doesn't the person have their aid when they're
That's
in the
right.
nursing home? That's when they need it the most.
That's right.
They're flying around and they can't get up and you know, and they have to relieve themselves. That's when they need the aid the most, in a place like a nursing home.
That's correct.
Again, the law does not protect us.
Nope.
It should be changed immediately. Immediately. The money's there for the aid. So there's another way that they're closed-minded.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't let the aid in. They're too worried about the money. Well, the money's already
That's
there
good.
For the aid. That excuse is not valid at all. All right, what'd you say about Louie?
Yeah, Louie's waiting for us.
Oh, because he wasn't on last night.
That's right.
All right, so he wants to promote Friday.
Yep, here he comes.
All right. Inner Sight, Louie the Lip. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
I joined my 4th of July yesterday.
You did? What'd you do? How was it?
Watching the fireworks on Channel 4 in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah, firecrackers all over New York.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. You know what an ash can is?
Uh-oh.
Ash can for what?
Ash can. It's a big firecracker. See? And
yeah, light up and it bursts up in the air.
No. You put it under the garbage can.
Oh,
yeah.
See? When the garbage can is full.
Right.
And you want to get even with somebody and you don't like them, you know, you're in front of their house, you take the garbage can, you put the ash can under it, and you light it, and then you run.
You run like that.
You better run like hell.
Yes, you
run
better.
For cover.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the thing goes boom, it blows up, and the can falls over, and the garbage goes all over the street.
What is it? Yeah, what is it? Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
cool.
It popped,
like
it blew
that.
Up.
Yeah, it blows up the can. Sometimes it makes a hole in the can, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I saw the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest.
Oh, when was that?
On 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. Did you go?
Oh, I'm not getting involved in the contest, Frank. I get a stomach ache.
How many hot dogs can you eat at once?
I'm taking two.
No, there you go.
Two?
Yeah.
You can't win nothing with that. Come on, I could eat four at least.
I can't eat any. Zero. I'm allergic to hot dogs.
You know, usually it's the little skinny people that win the contest.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big fact.
Yeah. Yeah, me eating a hot dog contest, Frank.
What?
I can eat 1,500 hot dogs in an eating contest.
There you go.
Yeah, the question is, will you still be alive?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Did you ever hear of a hot dog funeral?
Maybe so.
Hot dog funeral with mustard or without? Will you get out of here? Get him. Hot dog contest. Hot dog. Well, who won? Some guy won. Who was it? Was it a guy or a girl?
I don't know. Is a male?
How come girls never win these contests?
They do.
You know what I did? Next year, if I remember, I'm going to get a big fat girl.
Oh, wow.
A big fat one that would go down to Coney Island and say, come on, honey. Just sit down.
And
probably sit down on the chair and go, honey, you broke the chair, honey. You just... You say you better win. The big
so
fat
bad.
Thing about 450 pounds.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
I'll have to wheel her onto the subway with a cart.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, get in that cart.
That's if you could.
Woo! Hey, Frank, they forgot to put the mustard on him before he eat it.
What?
Oh.
They forgot to put the mustard and horseradish on your dog before you eat the contest.
I like horseradish.
That's it.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Suzanne, I didn't know you like horseradish.
I do. Yeah.
How's it taste last time?
Good.
It's a little hot, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all,
is.
Actually. Yeah. It's tasty.
I like it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't eat it on hot dogs anymore because I'm allergic to them. What I eat it on is hamburgers instead.
It's very good.
I like it.
Everybody think I'm an oddball for eating it.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you?
Happy 4th.
Happy belated 4th of July to you, too.
They call me the Love Drops Louis Rivera or Louis the Lip on a telephony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
All right,
I call
so tell
you.
Us about Friday. What are we going to do Friday?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Hey, what are we doing
have some
Friday?
Fun, man.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Why don't we do the promo?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Love Drops Louis the Lip. Tell you about Friday night on Intersight Phoenix on Block Talk Radio from 8 to 9 o'clock p.m. I'm going to have a lot of fun with the Swab and Jerry Lewis and a hot dog eating contest with a lot of horseradish and a lot of mustard and ketchup and a whole nine yards. And we'll talk about Rosanna Dana. And make sure you tune in for Friday at 8 to 9 o'clock on the Phoenix on Inner Sight Block Talk Radio. We're going to have a lot of hilarious fun together, okay?
Hey, wait a minute. I know how a person could win the hot dog contest.
How?
Rent a stomach. Rent another stomach.
Rent another stomach.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. What? Are you crazy? I'm going to win the contest because I'm going to have a rented stomach. Down at Chief Charlie's. He's rented his stomach. $4.95. Hey, that's a good one. Rented stomach.
And Friday, we're talking about cow. And Friday, we're going
to
tell you how to milk a cow.
He didn't win, Fred. What happened? He got indigestion. Oh, shut up, Brady. Anyway, what'd you say, Lou?
I got to do is milk a cow. I'll tell you how to milk a cow. Sit on a stool.
Milk a cow? Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it comes up.
All right,
milk
the cow. On the
no, I thought that cow taking a leak.
Uh-oh. Better watch out.
Better get a bucket.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
In the side.
The cow, well, you sit on the stool, go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Stool, play the piano.
That's right.
And get your foot down, cow.
Uh-oh.
All right.
All right, Lou.
So,
hey, I'll call you Friday.
Yeah, call us on Friday. Normal time.
Okay,
Friday.
I love you guys. Yeah, have a good night. I'll call you.
Love you too, Lou. All right.
Yeah.
Bye, I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good night.
Yeah, nursing home. In the past week, I've heard at least 2 horror stories about the nursing homes. One from Mr. Gibson, his grandpa, who died took all his money.
Wow.
And now this other lady, who used to be an actress, she played with Mickey Rooney on television.
Oh, really?
Her husband being sexually assaulted.
That's crazy.
And she said she had to get him out of there. I don't know the whole story.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure that I'll find out more. Those are the 2 latest. And I hate to say it, but there's a lot more.
Oh, there are a lot more.
A lot more.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
So, join with Inner Sight and help us create accessible housing.
Yeah.
Take a negative thing and turn it into a positive.
That's right.
That's what we want to do. We need people to sign that petition. Give them, tell them where they can go to sign.
Yeah, go to change.org, and when you see Frank's picture on the very, there's two of them. One's in the center, one's towards the right. Go to the one that's towards the right, click on it, and you'll see the search area. And just type in Inner Sight, InnerSight, and you'll see all of our petitions. And you can sign, you know, the nursing home one and even the guide dog one, if you'd like.
850 New York. Inner Sight, and we have asked the local independent living silo, by the way, 631-880-7929, we've asked them in an email to promote the two nursing home shows that we have completed and produced for television.
Right.
One of them, I don't know if it starts tonight, you could check, 11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in the city, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, and we're on Verizon 35 in the city, and 84 in the city.
Oh, yeah.
11 o'clock tonight. That show may be on tonight. I'm not sure if my director sent it in or not. I believe
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, I did.
Huh?
Yeah, we sent it in.
How do you know?
Because I'm looking at it.
What?
Let me make sure. I'm looking at the email.
What email?
That we were supposed to send to Delgado.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm talking about the show to Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm talking about a different thing. Yeah, the email we sent to Jose Delgado, who's the executive director of Silo.
That's
so
right.
We're waiting to see if they will be able they're under contract with the state. We're waiting to see if they're able to promote the two shows that we did on the internet. It would be great.
Yeah.
A lot more people would watch them.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's the latest from Inner Sight, what we've done. We got that. We got the petition. We're collecting stories.
Yeah, the stories are going to help.
We got two stories so far. And another one from our friends, Mary and Maureen. I'm sure that, you know, their story would...
Oh, yeah. They took everything away from both of them, which is horrible.
So we have at least three stories, and I'm sure that Silo has many, many, many stories.
Oh, yeah.
We're planning to hold a big news conference in October on the nursing homes.
That's awesome. I can't wait,
I want to thank all our friends. What's our total? Let's get a total of listeners.
Oh, yeah. I think it was 565, 120,565, but let me make sure.
Well, take a look.
Yeah, I am.
See what you get. And make it as big as you can.
Yeah, it was 565, 120,565. I saw it today, but I wasn't sure. Yeah, thank you.
120,555?
No, 65.
565.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Oh, so that's good.
Yeah, we went up.
All right.
Thank you.
People are listening.
Yes.
If we could get every one of those people to sign our petition.
That'd be awesome.
For the nursing home, to turn them into accessible housing. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not going to happen without people doing something about it.
That's true.
Unlike any other agency, Intersight, we don't get paid. We don't get anything.
That's right.
For doing this. In other words, we have no motive, except the only motive we have is that none of us want to go to a damn nursing. That's why we're doing it.
That's the
truth. So our motive is pure.
That's right. And our family, I'm sorry, continue.
It's not like we're getting millions and millions of dollars and putting out programs winding up limited as to what we could do. In other words, the state dictates what you're allowed to do.
That's right.
When you're a part of when you're an independent living center and you have to administer these programs. You're very limited.
Yes, you are.
So, we're not part of that. Our only motive is to keep people out of these nursing homes and to turn them into accessible housing so that everyone can benefit. That's our motive. We don't get money.
Nope.
For that.
Not a penny.
Nobody's giving us any money to get up here and say, you promote this and we'll pay you. Doesn't work that way, isn't it? We're doing it out of love and concern for our brothers and sisters. Many of whom are victims of these places. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's been really, difficult to actually, see people suffering. You're only at one pace at helping them because you're prohibited by a lot of the programs that they do have. And that's the closed-mindedness that Frank was talking about. They have so many programs, and yet they're not doing one inch of help for people. Now, you better believe that once we get things started, we're not going to stop until the person's out of the nursing home and they're into accessible housing. So that's our plan. That's our goal, for the future. I'm hoping that we can get a lot of private companies to donate, as well as, these organizations that claim that they help a certain disease, help that person. Like, I'll give you an example. Say somebody has emphysema. The Lung Association can help and provide money towards this big fund that we're going to try and get started. So there's a lot of ways that you can help a person, too. So, the sky's the limit with this. How do you feel about it, Frank?
Well, of course, we're going to have to pass legislation
to
bring this thing about. The agencies are going to have to be mandated to raise money to keep people in their own home.
That's right.
Anyway, I'm going to sign off. We're out of time.
Okay.
Intersight, thank you so much for listening, everybody. Be with you tomorrow night. Subject to be announced.
Yes.
And hope everybody has a safe 4th of July.
Yes, I have.
Thank you.
One.
I want to thank Suzanne for inviting me on the show.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll be with you tomorrow night. And thank you, Lorraine, and everyone.
Thanks, Lorraine. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And everybody, too. Okay.
Yes.
Goodbye, world.
Intersight. And let me quickly give you that phone number, 631-224-3090. Everybody have a great evening and look forward to speaking with you tomorrow on the next show. Take care, everybody. Have a good evening.